Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, July the 7th, 2010. And I was sitting here having some coffee and thought about an email that I got last week. It was from my good friend Duke Clark, and it was an email that was sent to those of us in his coaching program. And I thought, you know, it might be good to share that with you because a lot of people have this question. Now, he started off in the email by saying, "Yesterday, I read once again someone questioning the existence of God by saying, 'If there is a God, why would he let so much poverty and pain go on in the world?'" Now, let me interrupt the email here for just a second. There are quite a few people who wonder about that, wouldn't you agree? All right, back to the email. He went on to say, "I know that's a very emotional argument, and it gets people really worked up, but let's not start from there because the very question assumes that God controls everything and that there is no free will involved, and therefore he, meaning God, is directly allowing poverty and pain to exist. And there is where the argument breaks down. God has given mankind free will to decide what he or she will do with their lives. It's not God who makes poverty, it's the human race. Then the question would be, why doesn't he intercede?" All right, now I'm interrupting again here because I know a lot of people ask that second question too, don't they? Why doesn't God do something? Why doesn't God intervene? All right, back to the email. "Once again, we have to look at free will. God does not just come in and overrule mankind because of our stupidity. Might be nice if he did sometimes, but then it would violate our free will, and he will not do that. I will say that he can and does intervene when we ask for his help and follow his directions, because we, by our free will, have asked him to do so. So don't get wrapped up in emotional questions without looking to the background behind it." Well, I thought that was a pretty good email. What about you? Now, I know for some people that answer may sound too simple, but if you understand that God has given every one of us free will to decide, and he does not violate our free will, he doesn't possess us. Instead, he allows us to choose. Now, if you understand that, then you can understand that he does not come barging in and take over. But on the other hand, as Duke said, God has and will continue to intervene in our affairs when we ask for his help and then also follow his directions. Kind of makes you wish that those running the governments of this world would be doing a lot more asking and listening to God, doesn't it? Well, that's it for this podcast. If you've got a comment, please type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check back to see if I posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe either. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I want to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some more information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.